with Tom Maurer, Sr. of Sizzle International. And you were talking about cosmetics, and could you state again, because I kind of missed it, how many women are going to use mineral-based cosmetics?
Yeah, right now, amazingly enough, this has just taken over. But 47% of the women use mineral-based color cosmetics. And the survey showed that 93% say they're going to. That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
but the problem is they are contaminated with heavy metals. And these heavy metals are things like as serious as uranium, one, lead, cadmium, zinc, aluminum, all kinds of toxic heavy metals like this, beryllium, things of this nature that are so harmful to the body. And the problem, one of the problems is, of course, they're there, but the skin is acidic. The skin naturally is acidic to help to keep bacteria from growing on it. So we have an acidic range of somewhere around 5 to 5.5, with 7 being neutral. So it's somewhat acidic. And when you put acid and metal together, it degrades metal quite quickly. And so these metals that are involved in the minerals, because remember, this is just a combination of minerals, and they're mined from the earth. And so when the minerals hit the acids of the skin, they ionize. In other words, they take the very smallest atoms off it, and then they easily penetrate in the skin and go, and they're toxic to the skin, to the body. They're carried around through it. They deposit in organs, especially liver, things like this, and they're a serious health hazard. So as I looked at this, with so many women wanting it, I've gone to the work of building a product line called Timeless Minerals. And we literally have removed all of the toxic heavy minerals. And so I tell people, well, the best thing about our products is what's not in it.
Right. And that's, wow. And I love the mineral line, the makeup line. It is amazing. I've never been much for wearing a lot of makeup or spending a lot of money on makeup. But I'll tell you what, when I, it's not an expensive line, but it, the quality and the how long they last. I have had one. I tend to wear the same color of eyeshadow all, you know, every day, and I have had that eyeshadow since last November, like what, 14 months now, and I'm still using. I use it every day. I can't believe it. It's just amazing how long they last. So, I just love your mineral makeup line.
Well, thank you. Prevention is worth a pound of cure, right? So when you take a look at this, if the single greatest contaminant to your bodies is personal care products, go in your bathroom, put them where they belong, throw them right in the garbage can, and then replace them with safe products. But I'll tell you what, it is darn hard to find any that aren't contaminated. We have on our Sizzle website a list of the harmful, the really serious harmful ingredients that you should avoid. And as a consequence, people could simply read a label if they knew the things to look for, and there's 15 or 20 that are really quite serious. Just as one example for you, Danny, they've done some research on breast cancer cells, and they found out that 94% of them have parabens. That's the common preservative that's used in almost all cosmetics. And they have 100% have dioxin in it. And you'll never find dioxin on the label, but it's in most of the products that you'll use of where they use a process called ethoxylation. And that's in toothpaste, hair shampoo, bubble bath, and shower gels, all of those things. And your dishwashing detergent. And so the dioxin is a serious cancer-causing agent.
And why wouldn't we find that on the label? Is there...
Yeah, it's a tramp ingredient, and that means that it's created during the processing of forming an ingredient. And because it's there and it's not the main ingredient, it just naturally occurs during ethoxylation is the chemical process. And so it forms, but you end up with the end ingredient, which is something like a Larith or a PEG, which is polyethylene glycol. You'll see that in a lot of products. But if you know that, if you know what to look for, and it's, I know moms aren't scientists, so you just need to look. If anything has the word Larith or PEG, you should avoid it. And there's a number of others. But in making that sodium Larith sulfate as an example, that was what the chemical will come out as. But in the processing of taking it from compound called sodium lauryl sulfate to sodium laureth. That's ethoxylation. And in the change in it, there is a reaction that takes place so that you have a higher foam level, but it also creates a compound called 1,4-dioxane, and it's not what you're after, so it's not. It doesn't have to be listed. See?
Wow, that's
and
crazy.
There's a lot of rules and stuff like that. And visualize this. You know the Vietnam vets that got cancer from Agent Orange, that they were defoliating in the jungles of Vietnam. That was dioxin that caused that.
Oh, gosh.
And so how would you like to be standing out in the jungles of Vietnam when they were spraying Agent Orange on it? Would you want to be there?
Absolutely
well,
not.
Okay, so visualize this when you step in the shower. If you use an ethoxylated shampoo, which almost everybody is, you're just like you're standing in the jungles of Vietnam because you're showering yourself with a product that probably contains dioxin in it that rapidly goes right into your system.
And we're doing that every single day. I'm doing that
day.
With my, you know, just makes me crazy. People are doing that with their kids and, oh, yeah, toothpaste and shampoo. And this is, you know, people need to know the word needs to be spread. And that's why, again, just everybody listening, just go to Sizzle International, S-I-S-E-L, international.com, and check out the product lines. Check out the makeup. Check out the shampoo. The personal care line is amazing. The nutritional supplements. There's a lot of listeners, Mr. Maurer, who are dealing with some serious diseases, cancer and, you know, sarcoidosis and heart disease and things like that. And I kind of intended for the show to mainly be about those, but we got off track. But I'm glad we did because people really need, we need to spread the word and spread the message and, you know, the Maurer mission and toxin-free products. But formulating non-toxic nutritional supplements and personal care products, a leading scientist, icon in the industry. You've taught and spoke before hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. And so I just really want to thank you so much for taking this hour out of your time. And I have several people who are already saying, can you have them on the show again? So hopefully...
I'll be happy to do that. And I'll tell you what, if you want a special show on how to end aging, I can tell people how to end aging, the process and everything, if they want to do it. Or any specific talk. You want to bulletproof yourself against heart attack? It can be done.